Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. The old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Turn back to chapter 1. Jeremiah, who was he? Well, let's look. Jeremiah chapter 1. Let's look a little of his history here. Jeremiah chapter 1. His name means exalted or appointed by the Lord. And Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me, came unto Jeremiah, saying, God said, Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Jeremiah said, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, God says, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Well, who was Jeremiah? Well, he was a preacher. Acts chapter 6. He was a prophet. How popular was he as a preacher? Was he very popular? No. He was very unpopular. This preacher, this prophet, he was unpopular. Well, why was he so unpopular? Well, I guess folks would classify him, the world, worldly folks would classify Jeremiah the preacher as a pessimist. Oh, Jeremiah, he's nothing but a pessimist. He's always preaching these negative sermons. He's always telling us sin is wrong. He's always declaring, thus saith the Lord. And his prophecies, the world said his prophecies are so gloomy. He's always telling us there's consequences for living wickedly. He's so gloomy. He's such a pessimist. And the world says, that preacher never flatters us. It is not the job of the preacher to flatter people. It is the job of the preacher to declare the truth of the Word of God. Amen for Jeremiah. I was preaching recently and someone said, what we need is a Jeremiah. I said, that's exactly right. That is what our country, that's what our churches need, are some Jeremiahs. Hallelujah for Pastor Leatherman. Amen to that with all of my heart. Well, the world says, oh, Jeremiah, he's so old-fashioned. He's on those old paths. He's so out of date. He's archaic. He's one of those old fuddy-duddies. Ever been called a fuddy-duddy? I got a phone call several months ago from a young preacher who called me and said, Brother Fox, may I talk with you? I said, sure. What can I help you with? He said, well, I want to really talk to you. I said, well, yes, sir. What may I do to help you? He said, do you remember when I called you a fuddy-duddy? I said, well, I do remember that. He said, I think I'm becoming one, too. I said, well, congratulations. He had gotten some things started in his church he thought he wanted. He got a certain style of music started. Got a certain style of activities going, a certain atmosphere going. And later on, he regretted what he had done. Oh, we need some preachers on the old paths. The old paths. The old paths. By the way, these old paths that I'm talking about, somebody said, well, Brother Fox, you're trying to get us back to 1970. Oh, no. Long before 1970. Amen. These old paths have been around before 1950, before 1900. Man, this is 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years old, what we're reading today. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. God said that. God said that. And he's using his preacher Jeremiah. And what was wrong with Israel? Why was this declaration being made? Well, hold your place in chapter 6. Fast you can. Jeremiah chapter 43. Why was this message being issued to Israel? What's wrong with Israel? What are they doing? It's so bad. Jeremiah chapter 43, verse 1 and 2. The people of Israel has got a bad disease going on. And here it is. Chapter 43, verse 1. It came to pass. Chapter 43, verse 1. It came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people, all the words of the Lord their God, for which the Lord their God had sent him to them, even all these words, then spake Azariah, the son of Hoshaiah, and Johan, the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. The Lord our God hath not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there. Chapter 6, back to chapter 6. Now, I think what we just read, the people of God, Israel, this is being preached to, they wanted to be just like the Egyptians. They wanted the self-indulgences of the Egyptians. They wanted the sin of the Egyptians. They wanted the false religion of the Egyptians. And hallelujah, Jeremiah, he protested against all of that. Amen. A preacher with the courage to stand up for the truth and point out what is wrong. A preacher who's willing to rebuke. But this craze that Israel had, desiring to be just like the world, I guess there's times when people are just determined that they want to destroy themselves. Look at chapter 7. Look at chapter 7. Verse 8. Jeremiah, behold, Israel, God's people, chapter 7, verse 8. Behold, ye trust in what kind of words? Lying words. You're believing lies, friends. You're believing lies. By the way, the world is still lying. The world's industries are still lying. The world's music is still telling lies. And this stuff about evolution is a lie. And this about what trying to redefine what a marriage is a lie. There's so many lies being told today. Trust ye trust in lying words. That cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery? And swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not. All that is the background for this message I want to try to preach this morning. Maybe tonight too, from chapter 6 and verse 16. Look at it again. Thus, chapter 6, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not hearken. Now, dealing with this text, Let me ask some questions. Y'all ready for some questions? Here's some questions. Are all the old ways, are all the old methods and means, are all the old paths absolutely divine? Is everything that comes from the past, are all those things absolutely perfect? Okay. Is everything that's new, are they always bad? Are all the new things automatically bad? Well, now let's think honestly about this for a moment. We're living in an ever-changing culture. A lot of change. 150 years ago, we didn't have microphones. I kind of like them. We haven't always had electricity inside of our church buildings. I like electricity. Air conditioning, haven't always had that. In the summertime, I like it. Indoor plumbing, I like it. I do know something about an old path, but let's go on. New songs. You know, at one time, this new song I'm about to sing to you, at one time it was a new song, and not everybody was sure if they liked it or not. All of God's people didn't know if they liked this new song or not. It had a chorus. Didn't know if songs in church ought to have a chorus or not. Weren't too sure if it was appropriate for God's house. What was this new song? On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. Well, now today we sing that song, do we not? But churches didn't automatically jump on the bandwagon. And that's smart. I try to teach my young preacher boys, don't automatically jump on the latest bandwagon. But I also tell them, don't automatically condemn the latest bandwagon. Take a look at it. Take a look at it. In fact, that's the first point of this message today. The first point, I want you to see the first little phrase of God's message. Stand ye in the ways and see. Stand ye in the ways and see. Stand and see. Have some thoughtful deliberation. Stand and see. What do we mean stand? It means stop right where you are. Stay put for a moment. Slow down. Stand and see. What do we mean, see? Get some understanding. One thing that's a character trait of Christianity, one trait of Christianity is Christians are to be observant. Look. Stand and see. Standing and getting some understanding. Well, I hate to say this, but that's not very characteristic of this age. Modern America, we just hustle, bustle, just run on. No time to stop and think. God says you better do some standing and some seeing. Thinking somehow is not something that many Americans are good at these days. But we had better do some thinking. And some analyzing. You know, memorizing facts, that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing. But memorizing facts requires just a little time. But applying truth requires getting some understanding. It's deeper than just memorizing facts. Ladies and gentlemen, do not read the Bible just to gain some memorized facts. Study the Bible for the truth. Study the Bible to get some understanding. And God's people said, amen. God says, stand ye in the ways and see. We live in this hurry up and get it done society. And I've got some affinity for that. I've got people that work for me. And I just hired another boy, Chris. He's answered the call to preach back in February. He's a senior in high school. He gets finished by noon. He comes directly to Bible Truth Music, works the rest of the day. Praise God. Boys need jobs. It's good. And I've already been saying to Chris, M-I-H. What's M-I-H, Brother Fox? Make it happen. You're a shipping clerk. Get those packages looking beautiful and get them accurate and get the postage on them and get them out of here. One day, we had 200 some packages to go out this past week. Praise God. We needed Him. Try to get all of them right. I like hustle. I like getting it done. Amen to that. But wait a minute. On all these new ideas, all these new fangled ideas coming out from everywhere, every brand new idea, we don't automatically put them in place here at Mountain Lake Independent Baptist. No, we don't do that because every new idea must be put on probation. Every brand new idea needs to be scrutinized. Every brand new thing needs to be tried. It needs to be tested. It needs to be vindicated. And we always, always guard against undue urgency to just throw off our old traditions and just automatically do. We don't get in a big hurry on that. You know, it's just like the salesman who calls. Hey, in the next 10 minutes, if you'll buy my ice. Oh, this ice is the best ice in the world. It's cold. It's frozen. And if you'll buy it in the next 10 minutes, goodbye. You know, I'm not going to get myself into some gigantic thing with your 10-minute deal. I don't make decisions like that. Have you ever made decisions like that? Later on, regret it, you know. And be careful, be careful. God says, stand ye in the ways and see. Slow down, stand, and get some understanding. Psalm 143, verse 5. I remember the days of old. I meditate, listen, on all thy works. Amen. Well, you know, all these newfangled ideas. Be careful that it's not designed to give us liberty to stray off into some of our passions. If it feels good, do it. Yeah, that's what the world says. Better see what the book says. Amen. And then some of these brand new ideas, I'm just being honest, sometimes they're just to increase some self-conceit of some people. Look at this brand new idea I just thought of. Okay. Okay. Now, when we fail to stand and get some understanding, we often make mistakes. I'm thinking right now of a blue Chevy Nova. I was a young man. I had saved money. I had money, cash in my pocket. I had read about this blue Chevy Nova. And I went over there and, woo, I wanted it. And I bought it. And I had 2 happy days with that blue Chevy Nova. What happy days you have the day I bought it. I was pretty happy. And then when that thing was a piece of junk, I was pretty happy when somebody else bought it from me at half the price I'd paid for it. Now, about a month ago, right in the middle of August, my mom and dad's car died. I mean, dead. Gone. 265,000 miles. Finished. Also a Chevy. That's another subject. And done. Done. Pop called me and said, well, I was able in first gear to get it home. I said, all right, Pop, I'm going to buy you a car this week. I was in West Virginia. I knew a dealership there. I went down to my dealer friend. I said, hey, I got to buy my dad a car. Used car. I'm going to buy him a car. And man, I saw this Toyota Camry. I said, woo! That's going to fit them just right. This is going to be fine. Woo! It's going to be good. But you know what I did? I called my mechanic buddy, Doug. I called him. I said, Brother Doug, I need you to come look at this car for me. See, I finally learned a few things. Doug came over there. I said, take it for a ride. Look at it. That was not the right car. Doug and I looked at 30 cars. You know what? Ended up buying a Ford Fusion. And my mom and dad absolutely love it. And it is a good car. See, now in my 50s, I know. Stand and see. Better take a look at that car before you just buy it. And all these newfangled ideas coming out of Hollywood and coming out of all these places in there. Wait a minute. You're trying to now say that polygamy equals marriage? That's the new thing, you know. There's lawsuits going on about that. Wait a minute. You're going to have to do some standing and some seeing. Oh, God says, number one, have some thoughtful deliberation. Point one, thoughtful deliberation. Number two, some thinking discrimination. Think discriminately. What does God say? Stand in the ways and seek. Look at this. And ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Do some thinking. Some discriminating kind of thinking. Ask for the old paths. Where is what kind of way? The good way. The good way. Y'all with me? The good way. Now, it doesn't say, now, ask for the old paths, where is the smooth way? When you get saved, does that mean you'll never have a problem? No. Do Christians ever get cancer? Yes. My dad got cancer. Yes, Christians do get cancer. Do Christians ever go broke? Yeah. Lost life savings before. Christians die. Christians have problems. As for the old ways, where's the good way? It doesn't say the smooth way. It doesn't say the problem-free way. It doesn't say the popular way. As for the old paths, where's the popular way? No, in fact, Jesus said this. Matthew 7:14. Jesus said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. No, most people are not on the straight and narrow path. Oh, Lord, most folk are on the broad path to destruction. If you're here today on that broad path to destruction, I beg of you, I implore you, get on God's old path of salvation. Let Him rescue you from your sin. If you wandered away, come back. Come back. Come back. Oh, yeah, it's the good way. It's not the smooth way. It's not the popular way. It's not necessarily the quick way. As for the old paths, where's the quickest way? No, it doesn't say that. You know, we live in this society. Quick, instant potatoes, instant this. No, it doesn't say quick way. But it does remind me of this verse in Isaiah. I'm reading through the book of Isaiah in my morning Bible reading. Isaiah 25:1. Thy counsels of old, God's counsels of old, are faithfulness and truth. Yeah, as for the old ways, where's the good way? It is the good way. God's old paths are the good way, friends. Amen to that. It's the wise way. Amen. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. God will direct us. God Himself will direct us. He gives us directions in the Bible. I believe that every dad ought to be a Christian dad. And every dad ought to get on the old paths. Amen to that. And declare these old truths. These are old truths. There's a preacher out of Texas named W.A. Criswell. He was a Southern Baptist. He wrote a book. Oh, I don't know, 35 or 40 years ago, he wrote a book. Why, he believed the inspiration of the Bible. He believed it, he said. Some of the Southern Baptists got upset with him and said, oh, you've set our denomination back 50 years. He said, well, I was trying to set it back 2,000 years to Jesus. Amen. These are some old paths. I'm not trying to get us to be archaic in every form and fashion. I don't want to go back to the mimeograph. I'm glad we got a copier these days. I'm glad for these things. I'm glad for all these new. But wait a minute. Fathers had better get in this book, and they better teach their families the old ways. Amen. The old paths, the old path of righteousness, the old path of truthfulness. Truthfulness. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Aren't you tired of all the lies being told? Lie, lie, lie. Politicians ought to be honest. Amen to that. I'm tired of insinuation, half-truths, prevarication, mendacity, all these fancy names for bald-faced lying. I'm tired of it. And the world. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I had a 25-year-old stop by my door, knocked on my door, trying to get me to vote for his candidate. And I told him I was not going to vote for his candidate because his candidate had an unrighteous platform. And I said, son, I'm so sorry for you. I said, I'm so sorry for you. I meant that with all of my heart, with as much love as I could think of. I said, I'm so sorry for you that you've been lied to so much. These millennials, I absolutely love them. I know some in my generation almost hate the millennials. Don't be that way. That's not of Christ. No, hallelujah for 35-year-olds and down. Hallelujah for them. Their generation has been lied to, lied to, lied to. That's not old paths. Telling the truth, that's old paths. Oh, living with some morality. When you commit adultery, you sin against your family, you sin against this church, you sin against this country. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That's an old path. I'm tired of all this flirting that I'm seeing. So much sin. Oh, my Lord. Please, Lord, we need to get on the old paths. Amen to that. We do need revival this week. We need a revival of God's people getting back on the old paths. And Daddy's saying, we're going to serve God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen to that. Sometimes, kids... Dad, you're just old-fashioned. Your convictions are old-fashioned. Yes, they are old-fashioned. And you're going to continue to live on my old-fashioned values a while longer, kids. Amen to that. I believe that fathers ought to teach the old paths. And I believe preachers ought to preach the old paths. Amen to that. We need some preaching in this country, some doctrinal preaching. Our country is starving for the doctrine of this Bible. Well, let's look at one more thing at least this morning. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Oh, it is the good way. And look at this next little phrase. And walk therein. Those three words. And walk therein. Say those three words with me. And walk therein. So far, point number one was thoughtful deliberation. Point number two, thinking discrimination. But point number three, thorough determination. Millennials, teenagers, everybody please listen. And walk therein. Every person in this room, everybody listening by any means hearing this, on CDs in the future, whenever, make up your mind. Get determined. I am going to walk on the old paths. I'm going to walk with people who want to walk with God. I want to walk with a church who fears the Lord. I want to walk with people who know the presence of God. I want to be with people who know the Lord and know the book. I want to be with people who want to win souls. I want to be with people who want to pray. I want to be with people who love the Bible and never belittle the Bible. I want to be with people who love God. Amen to that. Walk therein. Make up your mind. I made up my mind halfway through 10th grade. I'd gotten saved. I began going to church. Praise the Lord. And halfway through 10th grade, I made up my mind that I was going to give God everything I had. And I wanted Him not just to be present in my life, not to be prominent in my life, but to be preeminent in my life. I made up my mind I wanted to only really walk closely with people who wanted to walk with God. Walk therein. Have you made up your mind that you want to serve God with everything you have? So, oh, Brother Fox, you're trying to get us to be a bunch of fanatics. We're not even close to being fanatics. We're talking about being normal Christians. It's normal for a Christian to be zealous in the things of God. Brother Fox, we need you to settle down. I don't need to settle down. No. Brother Fox, you're just spinning your life up. I've heard these things. All of us are spending our lives up. Brother Fox, your music's just too sanitized. I've heard that one. I said, thank you. Sanitized, clean. I want to keep it clean before the Lord. When folks come in here, I don't want them to think, wonder if that's church music or not. No, it wants to be distinctly Christian. We don't want to blur the lines between godliness and the things of the world. No, get over here on the old paths where everybody says, huh, they're Christians. Talk like Christians, act like Christians, have the deportment of Christians. Amen to that. So what path are you on? What path do you want to be on? I was driving through North Carolina. I heard an old preacher, B.R. Lakin. B.R. Lakin out of West Virginia. He was preaching on the radio. It was a tent meeting in the 70s that he was preaching. And man, I'm listening. I'm saying amen, glory. I'm enjoying the preaching. And underneath that tent, he said, this is 40-some years ago. He said, the church has become too worldly. I said, that's true. He said, some of us need to junk some of the things we're doing. Whew. It's true. There's some things that have gotten inside of our homes that don't need to be there. The sinister things of the devil have no place inside of our homes. Certain kind of literature, certain kind of things on the internet, that's not old paths. Certain kind of music, that's not the old path that God wants us on. He wants us on that old path of righteousness, morality, fearing God. Why are we in such a trouble? Why is our country on a tragic decline? Why are the lights of decency being snuffed out all across our country? Why? Because we've gotten off the old paths. Our country's gotten off God's old paths. Don't even know where God's paths are. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The first step of getting on that old path is getting on that path of salvation. How does a person get saved? Number one, they must repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That's what Jesus said. The night I got saved, I didn't even know I was repenting. I knew that sin was wrong that night. And I knew Jesus Christ was right that night. And I had a big change of attitude on sin and Jesus that night. I was repenting and didn't even know the word. So if you want to be saved today and get on God's old path of salvation, number one, you must repent. Number two, you must believe. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth. You've got to believe. You've got to believe. What do you have to believe? You've got to believe Jesus is God's Son. You don't believe that, you're not going to heaven. You must believe He died on the cross. You may as well believe it because it's the truth. You should believe it. He was buried. They put Him in a borrowed tomb. There's at least three tombs in Israel claiming to be the tomb where Jesus was buried. Three tombs. Which one's right? I don't know. But there's one thing about it. All three tombs are empty. We serve a risen Savior. See, Jesus rose from the dead. You've got to believe that to be saved. If you don't believe in the resurrection, you're not saved. Oh, but you ought to believe that. You need to receive Christ as your Savior today. If you do not receive Christ as Savior, you say no to the Lord, you will never be the same. Anytime anybody says no to Jesus, you will never be the same. And if you continue with that no, there are eternal repercussions. Would you bow your heads? I've got good news. The Bible has good news. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants everybody to get on His old path of salvation. He wants everyone. You see, there's no bias with the Lord. He wants everyone. And let me tell you something. There's never been anyone who has ever come to Jesus and said, Lord, would you save me? There's never been anyone who Jesus said no. He's never turned anyone away. If you want to be saved, receive Christ where you are right this moment, would you? Bow your head, bow your heart. Call out to the Lord right now. Dear God, pray it in your heart. Dear God, please save me. Forgive me of my sin. The best I know how, I repent of my sin. And the best I know how, I believe and I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. Please save me. I don't want to go to hell. I want to get to come to heaven and be with you. I want to be on the old path of salvation, Lord. Please rescue me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads are still bowed, eyes are closed. If you just now ask God to save you and put your faith and trust in Him, may I say welcome to the family of God. There's nothing like being born again. Nothing like being saved, rescued from going to hell, on the path to heaven. Is there anyone this morning with heads bowed who would say, Brother Fox, I want you to know, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior today, and I'd like you to rejoice with me. Would you just raise a hand up right now and say, Brother Fox, amen. Who else wants to raise a hand and say, Brother Fox, I received Christ as my Savior this morning. Is there anyone else in this room who say, Brother Fox, I received Christ as my Savior today. I'm now saved. Amen. Is there anyone else? Anyone else? Now, how about all the Christians in this room? How many God spoke to your heart this morning about some of these old paths that we need to get back to? There's some men in this room said, Brother Fox, God spoke to me. Would you raise your hands up? Yes, God bless you, men. Other men, ladies, did God speak to you? Yes, yes. Would you stand? Our pianist's going to play in just a moment. Oh, Lord, please touch this invitation. May Christians make some holy commitments to get back to the old paths of righteousness, the old paths of honesty and morality, the old path of truthfulness. Oh, God, help us to be fervent Christians today. May there be a revival of Christianity today, godly living. May some men make some deep, long commitments today. We pray in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, music's playing. Those who want to come, come right away. All the men, the women, the husbands, the whole families that want to come, come on. Come on and make some commitments to God. Come on, yes. Come on. Come on and make some commitments. Make some confession as needed.
The invitation's on. Piano's playing. Christians are praying. How about it? How about you? How is the home? Is it the way it ought to be? Is God pleased with your home? The presence of God there, is it grief? Maybe we need to come this morning and humble ourselves as we taught in Sunday school. Say, Lord, you're right. I can't keep this facade up anymore. Putting on this show, I want things to be right. I'm going to humble myself before God and let Him have His way. Whatever the area may be, maybe there's some area of Christian life that's been lacking. Church attendance, Bible reading. Maybe some things of the world have crept in. Thinking of the world, values and priorities of the world have crept in. God's dealt with your heart. Now's the time. This morning is now's the time. Say, Lord, I confess. I turn from this. I'm going to yield my life to you, my home to you, and make it what it ought to be. Maybe you've been saved, but you've not been baptized. It's the most important step for a believer is to take first step for a believer is follow Lord and believers baptism. Church membership. All these areas are so important, so important. God's dealing with hearts. Maybe you know someone that's unsaved. You're burdened for them to come to Christ. Our personal testimony is so important. Our children need to see Christ in us. Our neighbors, our co-workers. And then we need to pray for them and talk to them and share the message of Christ with them. Now, Father in heaven, I thank you for this message on the old paths. I pray that Mountain Lake Independent Baptist Church would be firmly established on the old paths of the Word of God and the principles of your Word. And God, help us. We ask your hand be upon the decisions made at this altar this morning and throughout the congregation. Pray you'd seal them and they'd last for many, many years. So please bless us, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank